Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is your host, Ron LaRussa. We've got a good show today. We've got Phil's pick, another one-hit wonder of album rock radio, new music from Kings of Leon, and of course, as always, the best rock of all eras at 91.5 WMFO.
crazy how you make it all alright, love. Crush me with the things you do, and I'll do for you anything to all. Sitting, smoking, feeling high, and in this moment, oh, it feels so right. Lovely lady, I'm at your feet. Oh, God, I want you so badly, and I wonder this could tomorrow. As you there sleeping, let's go drive till morning comes. Watch the sunrise and fill our souls up. We'll drink some wine till get drunk. Yeah, it's crazy, I'm thinking, just knowing that the world is round, and here I'm dancing on the ground. Am I right side up or upside down? And is this real or am I dreaming? Lovely lady, let me drink you, please. Won't spill a drop, no, I promise you. Lying under this spell you cast on me, each moment the more I love you. Crush me, come on. Lovely lady, I will treat you sweetly. Adore you, I mean, you crush me. And it's times like these when my faith I feel it. I know how I love you. Come on. Come on, baby, it's crazy, I'm thinking, just as long as you're around, and here I'll be dancing on the ground. crush me. Come on, baby. So much you have given love that I would give you back again and again. Oh, Lord, meaning I hold you, but please, please, just let me always.
That's the Dave Matthews Band. Dave Matthews celebrating a birthday this past weekend, his 54th. That song's called Crush. And up top, the Boomtown Rats, and I Don't Like Mondays. And I can relate to the sentiment. I don't take it personally. We try to do our best here to give your Monday mornings a good kick every single week here on Rock of Ages. And congratulations, you got through the first week of the year. It's under your belt, and you know, in many ways, the hardest week of the year. It certainly was a crazy week as far as the world goes, and I have a feeling we might have a couple more weeks like that in store for us over the next few. And I hope you had a good weekend, too. I did spend a lot of time just kind of hanging around, watching football, watched a lot of football, kind of weird, not having the Pats in it this year. Also, I don't know if you saw on Friday night was the final Jeopardy episode that Alex Trebek had hosted. It was done just 10 days before he passed away. And they did a really nice tribute to him, and it was kind of lighthearted and funny, which is probably what he would have wanted, but they did a nice medley showing all his hairdos and mustaches and clothing combinations over the course of the 40 years that he hosted Jeopardy. Well, good morning, and it's time for Phil's Pick. Phil from Watertown has been very busy going through his vast music collection. He has sent me a bunch of good ones, and I like the one we have today. Let's hear Phil tell us about it.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Fire by the Black Pumas. The Black Pumas is a collaboration between Adrian Quesada, who is a multi-instrumentalist, and singer-songwriter Eric Burton. They are based out of Austin, Texas. They fuse together neo-soul, R&B, and rock. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
I
to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say, yo. I got your hey.
Thank you.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snow, Hey-O, and also Phil's pick for this week from the Black Pumas. It's called Fire, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. On the show, we try to play the best rock from all eras. That means classic rock of the 70s right on through today. And of course, I like to play as much new music as I can, too. And you can't get much newer than this one. Kings of Leon released two new singles just a couple of days ago. One is called The Bandit, and the other is called 100,000 People. They're both off the upcoming album, which will be called When You See Yourself. It'll be out on March 5th. It'll be the band's first new album in 5 years. They are also slated to headline Eddie Vedder's 5th annual Ohana Festival, which will take place in Southern California next September. They'll perform on a lineup that includes Pearl Jam, My Morning Jacket, The Pretenders, and others. This is new from Kings of Leon. It's called The Bandit on Rock of Ages.
Close.
That's Brian Ferry, formerly the lead singer of Roxy Music, also had a nice solo career, Slave to Love. And brand new from the Kings of Leon, we heard The Bandit here on Rock of Ages. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa, getting you up on a Monday morning, getting you up and out to work or school. It is time for another one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, heading back to the 90s today, but first this public service message from Tufts Freeform Radio and the American Cancer Society. It is tough to quit smoking. Just ask any of the 50 million Americans who continue to smoke, even though they know the toll it takes on health and longevity. When it comes to breaking this lethal habit, the most effective tool is willpower. So the American Cancer Society now offers a free video for those smokers who feel they can't quit alone. To get the video, you can call the American Cancer Society today. Their number is 1-800-575-2424. The Laws were a British band, actually from Liverpool. That's where the Beatles are from. And they were popular on American college radio in the early 90s. They were led by a guy named Lee Mavers, who was a known perfectionist with an obsession for details, almost to the point of distraction. They released their debut album with this song, There She Goes, in 1990, which was a huge radio hit in America. After that, they went back to the studio, but Mavers' perfectionism was so time and energy consuming with his rewriting and re-recording of songs that the album was never released and the Laws were never heard from again. But they did have this one radio hit. It is called There She Goes, The Laws, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, here on WMFO.
There she goes.
Who and Eminence Front. That is one of the great musical intros of any song ever in rock. I still love to hear it. I know it's a little cliched, it's a little overplayed right now. You hear it sometimes on commercials, sometimes local news stations will use it for their intro, but so great. The Who, Eminence Front. And before that, we heard this week's one-hit wonder from The Laws, and There She Goes. Last week, it was announced that the 2021 Grammys, which were originally supposed to be on January 31st, have been postponed, of course, due to the pandemic. And instead, the show is now going to air on Sunday, March 14th. A spokesman said it was because of the deteriorating COVID situation in LA. Hospitals are overwhelmed, ICUs are reaching capacity, and there's also new guidance from state and local governments. All those things led them to conclude that postponing would be the right thing to do. The Grammys had already planned on a limited show, no audience, and only allowing presenters and performers on site during the show. Nominated artists wouldn't have been allowed on site either, so it would have kind of looked like the 2020 Emmys, where nominees appeared and accepted their awards remotely. So the cancellations continue into 2021, hopefully not for too much longer. And this is a band that's done pretty well in the Grammys. They've had 9 nominations, they've won twice. It's Mumford & Sons with The Boxer on Rock of Ages.
Well, I'm just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I've squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway stations, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Well, lie, 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 lie. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was home, going where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, going home. Oh, la, 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 la. Fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminder of every glove that laid him down and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Oh, lie, lie, lie.
La 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 guess if you have a choice, even if you cannot hear my voice, I'll be right beside you, dear.
That is Snow Patrol, and the song is called Run. And before that, we heard Mumford & Sons and their version of the Simon & Garfunkel classic, The Boxer. Yeah, I spent a lot of time this weekend, as I mentioned earlier, in front of the tube. Probably too much time. But one thing I did watch was a show on Netflix called Song Exploder. Terry in Maine had recommended it to me, thought I might like it, and she was so right. It's 30 minutes spent with bands or artists talking about how some of their most famous songs were written. And it's so interesting. I watched one on R.E.M., Losing My Religion, also The Killers, When You Were Young, and Nine Inch Nails. They did one with them for Hurt. And you hear how, for example, in Losing My Religion, you'll hear some of the members say, yeah, I just picked up my mandolin, and I hit those first three notes, and it sounded good, and then I put it away for 2 weeks, and then someone else chimed in with another part, and you literally hear how these songs were born, and how they wind up being, you know, some of the most iconic songs. And my mind went to a million songs I would love to see them do. It would be really amazing if they could do Simon and Garfunkel and get them to do something like The Boxer or one of any one of their catalog. Very, very cool. The show is called Song Exploder, and it is on Netflix. Well, you're listening to Rock of Ages, the best rock from all eras. Ritchie Blackmore is considered by many as one of the greatest and influential guitar players of all time. He was a founding member of Deep Purple and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with them in 2016, and after Deep Purple, he established the band Rainbow. This is from their 1979 album called Down to Earth. It's Rainbow on Rock of Ages.
Since you've been gone.
Well, that's all for our show today. Can you believe it? Went very fast. And as always, I enjoyed myself. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me. We'll be back next Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Until then, buckle up, get through the week, have a great weekend, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
From the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.